I want to start today with a headache. Not a literal one, but a professional one.
Okay.
It's that feeling you get when you look at your marketing to-do list and then you look at all the platforms you're supposed to be feeding. Google, TikTok, LinkedIn, Spotify, YouTube Shorts. I mean, they are just insatiable.
It's the content beast. It's always hungry.
Right. And the shelf space is, technically infinite. There's no limit to how much content these platforms will take from you. But my time, my team's time.
That is very, very finite.
We are the bottleneck. And usually the advice is just hustle harder or, hire more people.
Which is expensive and frankly leads to burnout.
Exactly. But today we are looking at a different approach. We're looking at a stack of tools that claims to uncork that bottleneck.
Right.
We're doing a deep dive into two specific platforms, Guideflow and Auto Content API. And specifically, we're going to look at how the second one, the API, can act as a jet engine for the first one.
This is a really interesting pairing because on the surface, they look like they belong in like different departments.
Yeah.
You've got Guideflow, which is this very visual, very interactive tool for product demos. And then you have Auto Content API, which positions itself as infrastructure.
Infrastructure is usually code for boring backend stuff.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
But here, think of it as the difference between building a car by hand
Yeah.
and building a factory that builds the cars.
Yeah.
We were talking about moving from manual
Where
creation,
you sweat over every single blog post.
exactly,
Yeah.
to automated transformation.
Okay, automated transformation sounds a little bit like marketing jargon, so I'm going to hold you to explaining that. But let's set the stage with the first piece of the puzzle, Guideflow. I've seen this popping up a lot lately. It's that whole show don't tell idea, right?
It is. The core premise of Guideflow is that in B2B software, nobody really wants to read a white paper anymore. They want to get their hands on the product. Guideflow lets you capture your website or your app directly from your browser. He grabs the HTML and CSS and turns it into a click-through interactive demo.
So wait, it's not a video recording?
No, and that's a crucial distinction. It's a sandbox. It looks and feels like the live product, but it's a totally controlled environment.
Got it.
Companies like Amplitude are using this and seeing like a 20% bump in signups. DocuSign uses it. It's all about letting the user drive.
Okay, so Guideflow is the destination. It's the
Yeah.
showroom where I want my customers to end up so they can play with the car.
Perfect analogy. It is the destination.
But here's the problem, and I think this is where a lot of people get stuck. I can build the most beautiful interactive showroom in the world. I can spend weeks perfecting my Guideflow demo. But if nobody walks through the door,
It's useless. A demo sitting on a landing page does not generate its own traffic. You are absolutely right.
so this is where we introduce the second tool, Auto Content API. Now I look at their documentation and it's pre-dev. It frames itself as a notebook LM API alternative for enterprise. For the listener who isn't a developer, what are we actually looking at here?
Think of Auto Content API as a universal translator and a content factory all combined into one.
Okay.
You feed it a source like a URL, a PDF, a text file, and it transforms that one source into multiple other formats basically simultaneously.
Give me a concrete example.
Okay, you feed it a URL. In minutes, it spits back an explainer video, a podcast episode discussing the content, a blog post, and a vertical video for TikTok.
Okay, hold on. I have to play devil's advocate here immediately. We have all seen those AI-generated videos. They can be,
Rough.
yeah, rough. Robotic voices, weird stock footage. Is this actually usable stuff, or is it just
That is the
spam
fair question.
at scale?
And look, if you are trying to make a Super Bowl commercial, no, this isn't the tool. But think about the use case we're discussing. Driving traffic to a software demo. The API is designed to create functional, high-quality explainer videos and social clips. It writes the script, selects a custom voice, and handles the editing.
So let's connect this back to Guideflow. I have my Guideflow demo. I want people to see it. How do these two actually work together?
Let's stick with your showroom analogy. Guideflow is the amazing meal you prepared inside the restaurant. Auto Content API is the team of people outside on the street handing out flyers, shouting about the specials, and playing music to get people to walk in the door.
And in digital terms, those flyers are what? LinkedIn posts.
Exactly. Let's say you launch a new feature and you create a Guideflow demo for it. You take the URL of that demo, or maybe the documentation page it's based on, and you just send it to the Auto Content API.
And what do I get back?
First, you get a 60 to 90 second horizontal explainer video. This is perfect for the landing page itself or for a post on LinkedIn.
A teaser trailer for the demo.
It's a teaser trailer. It says, here is the problem you have, and here is how this tool solves it. Now click the link to try it yourself.
Okay, that's useful. That saves me probably 2 days of dealing with a video editor.
Easily.
Yeah.
But then you have the vertical video imperative.
Think of what now?
The vertical video imperative. I mean, look at the stats. By 2025, video is projected to be over 80% of all internet traffic. And the vast majority of that consumption is happening on mobile vertically.
Oh, yeah. TikTok, Reels, YouTube Shorts.
I know. My screen time report confirms this.
Mine too.
Auto Content has a specific endpoint for this, Video Create Shorts. It takes that same script from the GuideFlow demo, reformats it for a 9.16 aspect ratio, adds an AI avatar if you want, subtitles, rapid fire editing.
So now I have my TikTok asset pointing people to the demo.
But
let's talk about money.
Oh.
Because usually when someone says, we can make 10 videos a week, I hear, that will cost $10,000.
This is where the economics get really disruptive. In the research notes, there was a comparison. To produce a high quality short manually, you know, scripting, hiring a creator or an editor, revisions, you're looking at anywhere from $50 to $300 per video.
I'd say $300 is conservative if you want it to look good.
Right. With Auto Content API, the cost is calculated in credits. On their business plan, generating one of these videos costs around 400 credits.
Which is what in real money?
That works out to be roughly 4 euros.
4 euros?
Yes.
Versus $300?
Yes.
Okay, that's not just a discount. That changes the strategy entirely. Because at $300, I have to be right. The video has to work.
It has to work.
At 4 euros, I can be wrong 10 times and it doesn't matter.
Precisely. It allows for what they call creative testing at scale. You can take your GuideFlow demo and say, okay, let's generate 10 different versions of the trailer.
Different hooks, different avatars.
Different opening lines. You throw them all onto YouTube Shorts and you just see which one sticks. You literally cannot afford to do that with human production.
You're treating content like software code, just iterating until it breaks or it works.
That's the mindset shift.
All right, I'm with you on the video side. Visual selling visuals, that makes total sense. But the notes mention an audio dimension. GuideFlow is inherently visual. It's clicking and seeing. Why do I need audio?
Because not everyone can watch. I mean, think about your own habits. When do you consume the most information?
Commuting.
Yeah.
Walking the dog. Washing dishes.
Exactly. You can't click through a GuideFlow demo while you're driving on the freeway. At least, I hope you aren't.
I try not to.
This is where the audio overviews come in. The API can ingest the text guides or the knowledge base articles you've already built in GuideFlow and convert them into audio. And not just a robot reading text.
Right.
It uses something called multi-speaker dynamics.
Whole category AI people talking to each other, like us.
Basically, yes. It turns dry documentation into a podcast-style conversation. It makes the content bingeable. So now, your user can learn about your new features while they're at the gym, and then when they get to their desk, they're already primed to open the GuideFlow demo.
That is clever. It turns the documentation from a bore into a channel. But there's a feature here that I find a little, I don't know, spooky, voice cloning.
The controversy.
Yeah. It says GuideFlow allows text personalization, like putting the prospect's name in the demo. But Auto Content allows voice personalization. How does that play out in sales?
It's all about mental availability and trust. Imagine you are a sales rep. You send a GuideFlow link to a big prospect.
Okay.
But instead of just a text email, there's an audio intro attached.
Mm-hmm.
And it's your voice, or maybe even the CEO's voice, walking them through what they're about to see.
But the CEO didn't actually record it.
No. The API generated it from a sample.
See, that's where I get stuck. Does that build trust, or does it feel like a deep fake trick?
It's a fine line. It really is. If you try to pass it off as a live recording, you risk that uncanny valley and you lose trust. But if you use it as a tool for personalization, hey, I generated this quick summary for you. It shows effort and sophistication.
Mm.
It cuts through the noise of all those generic spam emails.
I guess it's no different than using a template for an email, just in a different medium.
Exactly. And it scales. And speaking of scale, we have to talk about language. Because the internet is global, but my French is non-existent.
Same here. I can order a coffee, maybe.
GuideFlow mentions they are made in Paris and San Francisco. They're a global company. But for most businesses, creating content in 5 languages is a total nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
You need translators, different voice actors, different editors.
It's usually a phase 2 problem that never gets solved.
With this stack, it's a phase 1 solution. You build your core GuideFlow demo in English. That's your visual truth.
Got it.
Then you use Auto Content API to generate the explainer videos and the audio guides in Spanish, German, Japanese, and French. Instantly. The API handles the translation and the voice synthesis. You are effectively multiplying your total addressable market, your TAM by 5x, without hiring a single local agency.
That is wild to think about. A small team in Ohio could be marketing effectively in Tokyo without ever leaving the office.
That is the power of infrastructure.
Okay, but how does this actually work? Do I have to log into a dashboard and click translate? Because if I have to do that for every single post, it's still manual work.
No, and this is where we get into the headless concept.
Headless. Explain that to me like I'm five. Or maybe like I'm a busy marketing manager.
Think of headless as invisible. It means the content production happens in the background, triggered by events, not by you sitting there clicking buttons.
There's going to be a workflow.
Okay. You use a tool like Make.com or Zapier. You set up a simple rule. When a new Guideflow demo is published, take the URL and send it to Auto Content API. That's it. You hit publish on the demo, the automation kicks in, the API reads the URL, writes the script, generates the podcast, creates the video short, translates it into German, and then uploads it to your channels. You didn't patch it.
So I hit publish on the demo, go get a coffee, and by the time I'm back, my marketing campaign is live in three languages.
That is the promise of headless content production.
That is impressive efficiency. But I want to pivot to effectiveness, because you can automate garbage, right? We've all seen it. Just because you can create a podcast from a URL doesn't mean it's insightful.
I agree completely. Automation without strategy is just noise.
So how do we make it smart? There's a mention in the notes about a deep research endpoint. This sounded different from just summarizing.
This is the game changer for me. Most AI tools, they just rewrite what you give them. The deep research endpoint allows the API to actually browse the live web. It can go out and read SEC filings, news from the Financial Times, or specific industry reports.
How does a Guideflow user actually use that? Don't just tell me the feature. Give me the story.
Okay, picture a sales rep. Let's call her Sarah. Sarah is trying to close a deal with a large logistics company.
Okay.
The old way. Sarah spends an hour Googling news about the company, maybe skims their annual report, probably misses the key details because she's rushing, and sends a generic checking in email.
I have been Sarah. It's stressful.
The new way. Sarah has an automation setup. The API scans the logistics company's latest news and financial reports. It synthesizes all of that into a 2-minute audio briefing that Sarah listens to on her way to work.
So she gets a custom podcast about her prospect.
Yes. And the briefing tells her, hey, this company just announced they are struggling with supply chain visibility in Q3.
That's the hook?
Right. So now Sarah goes into Guideflow. She creates a personalized version of the demo. And in her intro, maybe use that voice clone, she doesn't say, here is our software. She says, I saw you're facing visibility issues in Q3. Here is exactly how our dashboard solves that specific problem.
She's not pitching features. She's pitching a research solution.
Exactly. And she did it in a fraction of the time. The API acted as her research assistant, and Guideflow acted as her presentation layer. It moves the conversation from sales to consulting.
That is a massive shift. It turns the tool from just a content maker into an intelligence engine.
And that's why the enterprise label matters here. It's not just about making funny TikToks. It's about arming your team with better information and better assets.
We've talked about the tech and we've touched on the cost, but I want to zoom out to the strategy. You mentioned the long tail earlier. Can we unpack that? Because I feel like that's a marketing term that people sort of nod at but don't really leverage.
The long tail is all the search terms that have very, very low volume. Maybe only 10 or 20 people a month search for how to use interactive demos for dental practice management software.
It's too niche. I'm not going to hire a writer for $200 to write a blog post for 10 people. The ROI just isn't there.
Exactly. In the manual world, you ignore those 10 people. But in the automated world, if that piece of content costs you, say, 10 cents to produce via the API,
yeah,
suddenly those 10 people are profitable.
Because the cost of production has collapsed.
Right. So you can use this stack to cover every single niche use case. You can dominate thousands of these tiny keywords,
yeah,
and collectively. That's a massive amount of traffic that your competitors are just ignoring because they think it's too expensive to target.
That is the Moneyball approach to content.
It really is.
Before we wrap up, I want to go really deep for a second. There was a phrase in the notes that caught my eye. The agentic web. It sounds like a sci-fi novel. What does this mean for our Guideflow user?
This is the future we are barreling towards. Right now, we optimize content for humans. We do SEO, search engine optimization, so Google can find us. But very soon, we are moving to AAO, artificial agent optimization. In the near future, people won't be Googling best software for demos. They'll ask their AI agent, "Find me the top three tools for interactive demos and tell me which one integrates with Salesforce."
And the AI agent isn't reading a blog post.
The AI agent needs structured data. It needs facts. AutoContent API outputs structured data JSON files, clear Q&As. GuideFlow provides structured process maps of how the product actually works.
So by using these tools, you're basically translating your business into a language that the robots can understand.
Exactly. You aren't just making content for the human on LinkedIn. You are feeding the training data for the AI agents that will be making purchasing recommendations in the future. If your content is just fluffy marketing text, the agent might ignore it. If it's structured, clear, and API generated, you win.
That is a fascinating layer. It's not just about efficiency today, it's about visibility tomorrow.
It's future-proofing your presence.
So let's bring it all home for the listener. If I'm sitting here with a product, a website, and a limited marketing budget, what is the takeaway?
The takeaway is that the barrier to entry has completely collapsed. It used to be that if you didn't have a podcast, a video strategy, and a multilingual presence, you had a valid excuse. I don't have the budget. I don't have the time.
Those were valid excuses.
They were. But now, if you can generate a podcast, a video, a blog post, and a social short from a single URL in minutes for the price of a cup of coffee, what is your excuse?
That's the scary part. The excuse is gone.
The barrier isn't money or time anymore. It is purely strategy. It's about whether you are willing to adopt the new workflow. The factory is built. You just have to turn it on.
That is a provocative thought to leave you with. It's not about working harder anymore. It's about building a better engine. Thanks for walking us through this deep dive into GuideFlow and AutoContent API.
My pleasure.
And to our listener, good luck building your factory. We'll see you in the next deep dive.